How do you ask for help? If you are a painter, do you say, I have canvas and paint, what do I do with it? A recent social media post earned a short response from me, and what followed was interesting. It got me thinking about what it means to be a student and what it means to be a teacher. The Culinary Libertarian Podcast, episode 189.
Welcome to the Culinary Libertarian Podcast, where the philosophy is free, but the food is on you.
Hello, folks. Dan Reed here, the Culinary Libertarian. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy to have you here. Happy to be here. If you listened to last week's episode, I told you I was going to do soups. I was. Except I was sidetracked by a Facebook post and then comment exchange. In one of the chef groups I'm in, one user posted very simply, ramp recipes and uses, and go. Now, frankly, I hate the and go part of such posts. Don't tell me what to do. That aside, this person asked no specific question about what they are, what to do, how best to capture their loveliness. Just do my work for me and tell me what to do. Now, in case you're saying ramps, what in the heck are those? Ramps are basically the wild leeks. They look at the bottom like scallions and look at the top kind of like, well, they're darker than tulips, but they have sort of a long, broad leaf that comes to a point, and the whole thing's edible. The woods. Man, if you happen to be where they grow and by former part of northern Michigan, they grew everywhere, and it smells like onions. It's amazing, and they're so good. But it's another issue. There's a lot to ponder about such a post as that one, and none of it is worth much time. Did this person really just want to copy off the other kids in the class? Was it an invitation to let the readers offer their brilliant chef ideas? Well, I really don't know, and I much don't care. My response was simple. Cook one and determine for yourself what are the compatible and contrasting flavors. Now, should be done, right? That's it. Plainly, it wasn't, since here I am talking about it. One fellow, my counterpart that planted the seed for this episode, snapped a screenshot of an Emerson quote from my blog page, which reads, quote, "The secret to education is respecting the student," end quote. My counterpart offered a few more words telling me I'm not a teacher and ended with telling someone to do it herself is not how teaching works. Now, it's okay that he says I'm not a teacher. He's not the arbiter of what teaching is, and I'm a big boy and I can take it. I didn't teach my kids to crawl or walk, and they found out how all by themselves. Now, yes, they had a model to emulate, but the effort was all them. So, did they learn? As in, were they taught, or did they just pick it up and no teaching was involved? Now, plainly, learning happened. Gravity is a force to deal with when walking, and they did learn about that. So all this got me thinking. What does it mean to teach? How much is on the student? And how much is on the instructor? As with toddlers learning to walk, if no one taught them, did teaching happen? Can learning happen without a teacher? Now, I think that last one is plainly yes, so I'm not going to address that. My wife is a behavior analyst. In her field, teaching clients is 100% measured on her. If the client, here called student, didn't learn, it is on the teacher always. It is the job of her, the teacher, to find the student where he is intellectually and or emotionally and meet him there, then teach. Now, that's fine and plain, but I do have issues with that. Her clients are in the broad group of people termed special needs. Not that it should matter much for the skill and craft of teaching, but some of her clients lack the ability to ask and participate in the lessons. Cooks are expected to engage. At the private college in Tallahassee, I taught cooking. Now, I can't remember how many classes, but more than a few, and there were hundreds of students. Not all of them showed up emotionally ready to engage, and some didn't show up at all. And some were in the building but were never going to grasp the refinement of some of the skills. But nearly all of them tried and put in effort, even if sometimes that effort wasn't much. It was all each could give at the moment. Back to the original poster on that Facebook post. Ramp recipes and uses go. I read that as, tell me what to do. Now, I will admit, I have some failings, maybe more than some. Asking me to do your work for you without you putting any effort into solving your problem bristles me. I don't like it. It's copying my answers, cheating on the test, not showing up. At least try once. Do something. Attempt and fail teaches more than success. Many successful people are quoted saying pretty much the same thing. Michael Jordan wrote a book called I Can't Accept Not Trying. Hemingway spoke often about how to write, and among his quotes had this, quote, there is no rule on how to write. Sometimes it comes easily and perfectly. Sometimes it's like drilling rock and then blasting it out with charges, end quote. Well, there are rules for cooking, but there aren't rules for learning to cook. Sometimes it comes easy, and sometimes it takes dynamite. To get to chefs, end quotes, Fernand Pointe, a chef you've probably never heard of, but was by no means a slouch, offered this, quote, in all professions, without doubt, but certainly in cooking, one is a student all his life, end quote. To teach is only half the question. To teach means to have a pupil, a student, an apprentice, someone who will receive the information. Now, I will say that more than to receive it, it is to take that information, apply it to the fingers and the food, and then extrapolate further refinements from that information. But that's another show. Not really. That brings me back to the original poster. I saw nothing about that which read, teach me. I read, show me. Do it for me. Between the cook who is too eager and does too much too soon, or the cook who waits for directions for every move, I prefer the former. The overeager cook can be restrained and shown this way, not that way. The cook who is a lump, waiting to be prodded, is in the way. the writer who won't write, or the painter who won't paint, are not artists. My cook mind gets harsh, and the harshness of such interlopers is that they are in the way. Might it be that there is a gem hiding in the timidity? Oh, yes. Might I lose something by overlooking it? Yes. Was Kurt Rambis as good as Michael Jordan or Kobe? I doubt it very much. Was Kurt Rambis good? Well, I couldn't play in the NBA ever, so yeah, he was good, but good comes with qualifications. My daughter is playing softball. This is her very first season ever, so there's a lot to learn. From the very basic things to the finer points of strategy, it can be overwhelming. Hitting the ball is a skill. I'll wager every parent and every well-intentioned coach offers the exact same advice. Keep your eye on the ball and hit it. There's not a lot of teaching happening there. That sounds like do it. Fielding is the same. Throwing and pitching, too. My counterpart says merely telling the student to do isn't teaching. Maybe not. At some point, the student has to do. How do you shoot a free throw or make a three-pointer? How do you paint a sunset? Did Bob Ross teach? Well, I don't know. You couldn't engage him. Can you learn to tune a car from reading a Chilton manual? Maybe, but you can't ask the book a question. My counterpart asked if I had help in my lifetime in the kitchen. I did, but I also made croissants from a book. No one to ask. They worked. And the next batch didn't, and I had no way to learn why. I am certain at no point did I say to any chef, Ramps, best recipes, go! This post hit home with me, but only after the discourse. A few people liked the comment, so plainly I'm not entirely in left field. What does the one seeking knowledge have to bring to the table? That might be a question for the ages. We, all of us, in our lives of work or home, have seen the person eager to learn and the person eager to get by. Now, I don't know if the original poster is one or the other. In my view, the learner has to be open to receive the information. I've seen my arms-crossed teenage daughter show me she's clearly not interested in the information despite her words to the contrary. William James, the writer, not his brother, famously said fiction writers should show, not tell. Well, let me tell you, that is damned hard to do in writing. The interwebs don't allow, not easily anyway, a way to show what to do with Ramps. By the way, it's unfathomable, the things to do with Ramps. Couldn't begin to know where to start. It's easier to tell. I accept that maybe I'm making way too much of this post. The part that is social commentary is hard for me to overlook, and the part that has my parents' voice in the back of my head is laughing at how this next generation is seemingly too impatient and too distracted to focus on learning. Do it for me! Tell me the right answer! As if the answer is the goal, and not the acquisition of the skill along the way. Maybe that's the issue I have. It's generational, and I'm feeling my years. Whatever it was, it struck a chord, it struck a nerve, and it's it's a little bit unsettling. To my counterpart, who says, I'm not a teacher, Quant has a quote for that too, and my counterpart might be right in this case. Quant wrote, quote, the duty of a good cuisinier is to transmit to next generation everything he has learned and experienced, end quote. In a way, I have failed that original poster. In a way, I shared exactly what I got. I know I was told more than once to go figure it out. Taste the thing. Cook it. Learn about it. Smell it. Come up with an idea. I like to extend cooking lessons to life lessons. Life seems hard sometimes, and dinner service was hard sometimes. Show up. Give your best. Be assertive and selfish and take knowledge. Give it back to those who will value it. All right, folks, that's going to do it. This was a short episode and probably needed one of those, but I really needed to say this, and I think some people needed to hear it. Next week will be Soups, and I am still eager for that episode, and I'm actually getting kind of giddy about it, so I still don't know if it's going to be one or two, but it's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy this. Thank you for listening to my rant. I appreciate you being here, and thank you to my Patreon supporters. I'm building the member-only content slowly, and you can partake of that if you become a patron. Find the link to Patreon and other ways to support the show at culinarylibertarian.com/support. Have a good week, and I'll see you soon. Music for the Culinary Libertarian Podcast is provided by Matthew Bankert at mattbankert.com.